Good morning. It's Thursday, June 4th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the U.S. House of Representatives has voted to limit President Donald Trump's ability to take further military action against Iran without congressional approval. The measure passed 215-208, with four Republicans joining Democrats in a rare bipartisan rebuke. Critics argue the conflict, which began in February, was launched without proper authorization from Congress. Supporters of the resolution say lawmakers must retain their constitutional role in decisions about war. The measure still faces an uncertain future in the Republican-controlled Senate and would likely face significant hurdles even if approved. The vote highlights growing divisions within Trump's party as negotiations with Iran continue. Another news. A flesh-eating screwworm has been detected in Texas cattle for the first time since 1966. The parasite, known as New World screwworm, lays eggs in open wounds, and its larvae feed on living tissue. The case was found in a three-week-old calf near the U.S.-Mexico border. Agriculture officials have established a quarantine zone and are preparing to release millions of sterile flies to slow the spread. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says preventive efforts delayed the parasite's arrival by about a year. While the risk to humans remains low, ranchers fear an outbreak could reduce cattle herds and increase beef prices nationwide. Around the world, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to implement a ceasefire plan aimed at reducing violence along their shared border. The agreement, announced by the U.S. State Department, depends on Hezbollah ending attacks against Israel and withdrawing fighters from parts of southern Lebanon. The deal follows renewed clashes this week, including Israeli airstrikes that killed several people and rocket fire into northern Israel. U.S. officials say Lebanese armed forces would gradually take greater control of areas currently contested by Hezbollah. Both governments are expected to meet again later this month for further negotiations. The challenge now is whether the fragile agreement can hold amid deep mistrust and ongoing regional tensions. Another news, China has imposed one-year travel bans on four New Zealand lawmakers after they visited Taiwan in May. New Zealand's foreign ministry says this is the first time Beijing has taken such action against its parliamentarians. China views Taiwan as part of its territory and routinely objects to official visits from foreign politicians. The lawmakers, representing both government and opposition parties, have rejected calls to apologize. New Zealand officials say similar visits have occurred for decades and are consistent with the country's One China policy. The move adds fresh strain to relations between Beijing and Wellington as tensions over Taiwan continue to influence international diplomacy. Another news. Ukrainian drones struck energy and military facilities in St. Petersburg as Russia opened its annual economic forum, often referred to as the country's version of Davos. Officials said the attacks targeted an oil terminal and a naval base, causing injuries and infrastructure damage, but no fatalities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the strikes as retaliation for continued Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities. The Kremlin has promised a response. The forum, which once attracted major Western leaders and investors, now largely features officials from countries maintaining ties with Moscow. The timing of the attack underscored how the conflict continues to shape Russia's economy, security, and international standing. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.